everyone. Thanks for tuning in to 301 Leroy, the official podcast for the City of Benton, Michigan. I'm Tessa, the Communications Director at City Hall, and 301 Leroy is your one-stop destination for all things Benton, from city events to community news. Today we're channeling our inner artists. I'm joined by Ed Colito, Executive Director of Southern Lakes Parks and Recreation, and Annie Englum, a Fenton artist, art educator, and the former owner of Cause and Effect Gallery. Welcome, you guys. Thanks for joining me today.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, Ed, can you tell us a little bit about the Art Walk as a program?
I can. Well, for this year, it's Saturday, July 27th, from 10 in the morning till 7 in the evening. Our artists are going to be loading up, maybe staging a little bit. Friday night, we'll be ready for them, but Saturday morning, we'll have a crew ready to go to help them load and get set by probably 9:30. This is our 11th annual Art Walk. We did have a hiatus of 3 years during COVID, but it's coming back. At one point, we had 120 artists come, but since we came back from COVID, we wanted to make it a juried art show, make it really something precious. Last year, I think we had around 50, Annie?
Right around there, 50 to 60.
Yeah, this year we've already got 66 applicants that put in their work through a cool new system we've got. I'll talk about later.
Okay.
And you know, where we want to go with it, it's going to be concentric around the grounds of the community center in Rackham Park. We'll have an entertainment tent, an information tent, kids activities, all kinds of great stuff going on, interactive art, everything. So I hope everybody comes by, finds time, if you haven't seen it before, just to come to the Art Walk and see what's going on in downtown Fenton, because it really is fantastic.
So this podcast is not just geared towards the visitors that will be coming, but we're actually on the lookout. We're on the lookout for new and potential vendors to the Art Walk. And now, our Art Walk in the past used to be more of a traveling event, almost, where there were musicians and artists spread out around the community. But we've almost transformed it into what you would consider a traditional Art Walk, where you have more fine artists gathered together, selling their artwork almost in a community setting. So what kind of artists are we looking for in terms of who could be a vendor here?
Well, we're looking at all different forms of art. Everybody thinks of art as painting or photography, but we've got woodworkers, pottery, we've got lapidary arts. So this has really morphed a lot more, I would say,
than in
over time.
Years, yeah.
Oh, yeah, over time.
I mean,
yeah.
I remember back when my girls were little and we would take them down to the Art Walk, and it was definitely a mixture of crafts and artwork. And there's a fine line between what's craft work and what's artwork.
Correct.
And there are, we do have a big push right now to kind of bring forward more fine artwork. But that doesn't mean that it's restrictive to certain mediums.
That is correct.
Okay.
And we're also looking for high-end craft as well.
Okay. So, and for those of you out there who might not know maybe where that line is drawn, if we're dealing with, let's say, what would be a good example of a high-end craft? In my opinion, a high-end craft could be a fiber art or jewelry work. But it also could be, I mean, paper mache could be a high-end craft.
That is correct.
What are some other things? Even some embroidery could be high-end craft. Because there is that fine line. I mean, all of these are artworks.
Yes.
It's just the materials and the time.
Quilting is one thing that people would consider a high-end.
There you go, quilting. Wow.
Yes.
Do we have any quilters?
Not yet.
Heads up, quilters, we need you.
Glass blowing.
Yes.
It's unique and awesome to watch.
Because I think it's important that we talk about what we're considering fine art and high-end craft, because when you go into an art museum, you usually, the thing that most people see are the paintings on the wall, and that's what they think of as fine arts. But our Art Walk is everything. If you are an artist and you've spent your time making it, there's a place for you here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So as a customer, what can you expect from your vendors? We're going to see a wide variety, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And when you go through, we try to balance what you are seeing along the way as well. So you won't see all jewelers, one right after another, kind of a thing. So everything is spaced out, and it's very strategic the way that we do that as well.
It's almost like, well, let's compare it to a mall. I know those don't exist as much anymore, but when you go into a mall, you don't see all of the stores you want to necessarily go into right away because you miss those stores you've never seen before.
Right.
So our art walk kind of gives the customers an opportunity to see things they've never seen.
Correct.
Yeah, and it also isn't going to put vendors right next to somebody with the same skills that they have.
Exactly.
Unless they want to be.
Right. You know, you may round the corner and, you know, find some awesome sculptures
right
on the grounds, you know, something that you don't expect to see.
Right. As a customer myself there last year, I actually went into it with the mindset of I'm going to be looking for metalwork, some things like that. But it was the paintings, which was at least the last thing that I thought was going to draw my eye. That's what I was drawn to there. And it was because the vendors were people that I had never seen before. And that was pretty cool. So I know, Annie, you've been a vendor yourself in the past. So from a vendor's point of view, what are the perks of being a vendor here in Fenton as opposed to other art walks?
Well, as many of the artists said last year in particular, you have spoiled us. we do not expect this at art shows. We help unloading, we help loading as well at the end. We provide booth sitting. We provide a light breakfast, coffee, donuts, fresh fruit type of things, water delivered throughout the day. We're constantly checking on the artist to see what they may need. If they need a quick break to go to the bathroom, do we need to go and pick up your lunch for you? Those kinds of things are what we are striving to do to make things really positive for the artists, as well as, you know, we want good sales, obviously, but It is so appreciated because many places don't do any of this anymore.
Well, and I think that some of the artists or vendors, I know for myself, having done farmers markets, you don't want to take care of yourself while you're there because there's a loss for potential sales.
Correct.
So I don't want to step away for 15 or 20 minutes to eat or to use the restroom because if the customer comes up, it might be a lost opportunity. So yes, that is something that Fenton is really good about. I did get to sit in the face painter's booth last year, and I disappointed quite a few kids.
Yeah.
they waited for her, but yeah. I mean, it worked, and it worked out, and it was perfect. Now, I know a lot of the artists from last year are returning, so
yes,
retention is good, which means
yes,
it's true. We do take care of our vendors here. We want the customers to have a good experience, but we want the vendors to have a positive experience, too. Because
absolutely,
it's not inexpensive to put your artwork into the world. And it's a scary thing. So
yes,
let's talk about how you actually apply. Now, Ed, you said you have an app for that.
We do. Last year we did it manually and it was quite a task. And this year, through an organization or an app called Zap, we have Zap locations. And it's in the art world for our artists out there. They're probably pretty familiar with it.
Okay.
They're able to apply and upload pictures that per the requirements that we have, and it makes the jurying process much easier for us. So that application has been a big hit this year. Also, if they registered last year and were accepted, they're automatically in this year, no jurying required.
Perfect.
So that's kind of once you're in kind of situation, and that just goes back to last year because that's when the jurying process began. So if you were here 5 years ago and you weren't here last year, you would have to register and go through that jurying process again. $75 for your booth, still a $20 jury fee, and you're able to apply through June 21st. I believe, Annie, by the end of June, we're going to let everybody know exactly that they're in, and maps are included. I mean, we talked about the what makes Fenton special. Well, I'm the creator of the map, so I think
that's it too,
because it's never fun to go somewhere and not really know what's going on. So when you're provided a visual of where you'll be, where the help desk is, the info desk, the entertainment tent, where the shuttle will be parking so you can get help loading and unloading here, then move your car and get a shuttle back, all that's provided, you know, in text, but also with visual pictures and maps, which I think right. helps everybody understand, wow, this is a first-rate organization right. that's putting yeah. on a first-rate event.
Yep. So the artists will know where their booth is going to be beforehand.
Absolutely.
That's nice.
Yes.
And that will help them prepare for how they get their equipment and their pieces and things. Even though we provide help, it's just a lot easier that way. But I do want, Annie, you to talk a little bit about the jurying process. And what exactly is that? Why are we going with juried as opposed to pay a fee and it be accepted?
Because you need to know what you're going to have and what the quality of the work is. We're looking at this as a juried fine arts and high-end craft event versus just a craft show.
Craft show, yeah, yes. There's the distinction.
Yes. There is a big distinction between mm-hmm. those things. The other thing is, after the early registration process, the jurors will be jurying at that point, and those individuals will know early,
okay.
Within a week after this shuts down for the early bird registration.
Okay.
And that really helps the artists in planning out their entire show season as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then is there a limited number of spaces available? Because we have about 60 right now. So our map system, we can only handle so many vendors. So it would be important to get there by that early bird time, I would assume.
Yes, but we have some wiggle room with the space that we have.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
No, that's good to know.
Yes.
Because if you are a vendor who maybe has other plans and does do a later registration, you're still able to join in just the month before. We want to make sure people understand that. Now, so the jurying process, that part of it, I want to make sure that artists out there know that that's not you necessarily having a critique of their work. It's more of seeing what the booth might look like.
Yeah,
right?
The booth shots are very, very important. I have gone through different scenarios and watched people do critiques, mm-hmm. Watched a jury work, mm-hmm. And it's absolutely amazing how critical they can get with some of those types of things. And, you know, things that I would not have,
sure.
you know, necessarily thought about, but it's a whole different way to look at things.
Mm-hmm. It is, and part of the jurying process that helps guarantee to the vendors that the other vendors there with them will have the same quality of work that they have.
Correct.
So that nobody's sticking out like a sore thumb. I can't tell you how many times you go to a craft fair where you've got things that, I mean, they're so different and they're all together in one space, and that can be confusing for consumers. We're trying to make this one concise, really nice aesthetic event, I think, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's also not something that we want kind of the resale to be. Like, I just bought 1,000 of these online and I can make
right.
50% profit mm-hmm. selling
buy,
it.
Buy, this is not, and I repeat, not a buy-sell
right.
experience
this
at
is,
all. No, make, this make. Is all original work.
And I think that helps, too, with the distinction between a fine craft and an artwork, because if you're not manipulating the pieces yourself, then that's not your own artwork. This might not be the right venue for you, though there are other venues that would be appropriate. This one, we want your hands in the craft. This needs to
yep.
be 100% you.
I want to be able to walk up to the artist and ask them about their technique. You know, how did you do this? And have them explain that to me. It's like some of these people, it just blows my mind. I cannot conceptualize some of the woodworking and the turning and the stained glass work.
Oh, gosh.
That just totally, you know,
but
blows my mind.
It's part of the appeal of an art walk, too, is exposure to those different types of art and almost an education from the artists. Because,
yeah.
like you said, I mean, that the painting artworks that I was captivated by last year, she had a technique that I could never do as an artist. You know, she was a slow painter. She painted in oils, which is such a long process. And listening to her and how she did her craft, those stories coupled along with the artworks is what makes a purchase. And this art walk will do that. Yes. And I love that about our art walk. But we're not just looking for vendors, because we also have to have people there to help, because we do cater to our vendors. We make sure they're cared for. So we need volunteers.
Absolutely. Well, even before we get to volunteers, we need people to attend.
Oh, well, of
and
course.
So, Tessa, from what you just said, I would consider you an artist. Annie, there's no question you're an artist. You had your own gallery.
Yeah.
So for a regular Joe like me, going to an art fair, you know, I think, wow, what's this? Well, my experience last year just dumbfounded me with what you two were just talking about. The ability to go up to an artist and talk about what motivated them or how did they do it, or, you know, sometimes they even show their work in stages and you're like, how did you get this out of that? It's amazing for me just to learn the importance other people put into their passion. And they are people really living their dream, whether it might not be their main job or not. They're passionate about art and they love it and they love to talk about it. So number one, don't feel like you have to go to buy something. These people will talk to you just because they love art and they love when other people fall in love for the first time with art. Number two, it's a social event in downtown Fenton. And I see so many people every time at all of our events that you just catch up with, that you didn't even, you haven't seen them in 10 years sometimes or more. So it's just a great social event, number two. And number three, the entertainment tent and the filled with local entertainment and the food trucks that we're having are all fantastic too. So even if you don't like art and you don't like talking to friends you haven't seen in a while, come by, get some great food, enjoy some entertainment, and then just even one stroll through the art walk, and I guarantee you, you'll be back.
Yeah.
And number four, our vendors said that they did very well last year as well.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and I want people to know, too, that this is a family-friendly event. There is a children's entertainment tent and crafts and things for kids to do and artwork for them to do. But I think that people need to not be afraid to bring their children to this art walk. If when we throw around the terms of fine art, some people get nervous in that capacity and think, this isn't a place for my family. This would be something I'd have to attend alone. That is not the case.
No.
I can't tell you how inspired your children might be in just attending. You might have an artist in your home that you didn't know because they've never seen stained glass up in person. They've never seen someone do it. So this is not just an opportunity for you to do that, but I mean, your kids can be inspired. Your family can be inspired.
What's the name of the kids zone again?
The Creation Station.
So yeah, our Kids Zone is called the Creation Station for a reason, because it's interactive art.
Yes.
So when you bring your kids to the art walk and bring them to the Creation Station, they'll walk away with something that they created.
Yes.
And that's very important. They're not just looking, they're interacting with it.
Right, and that area is free. So you can come and have a good time even without spending money. But I also can't stress the importance of making connections with the artists, because as a mother myself, I can't tell you how many art walks I've been to with my family. And maybe when my kids were younger, I would see a piece of artwork that I loved, but I couldn't afford. And an art walk is a great place to build a relationship with an artist, gather their information, and take it with you. Because there'll be a point in your life where that artist is going to be accessible for you. So don't lose that connection. So one thing that we do pride ourselves on here at our art walk is that we do feel like we have a wide range available for people to buy in terms of the cost. If you are looking for fine art that was made of bronze, and it is a heavy, you know, intense, time-intensive and material-intensive piece, they're there for you. But if you're looking for something that is just something for your home that makes you feel special, that's smaller or less intense, that's there too. It's just a great variety. But now I do want to talk about volunteers.
Nothing happens there without
nothing
volunteers.
Happens without volunteers.
And it's a great time, too, to especially if you're not used to an art fair, just to volunteer for any of our events, because you're there and you're part of it. You get to see what goes on, and you're helping, number one. And number two, it's not that you're getting paid, but in college I worked at a bar. I was a cook.
Uh-huh.
And it was like going to a party for me. It was mm-hmm. fun to go to work and get paid. Well, you're not getting paid, but volunteering at an event is fun of the way we do things. Annie talked about the way we take care of the vendors. So you got the genuine appreciation of the artist coming right back to you because you're doing right. something that not a lot of other people do.
That's
and
right.
we kind of set that stage in the entertainment tent with the food trucks. If you want to come into the air conditioning and eat your food into the main hall at the community center, that's what we're going to provide this year because we take a lot of advice from our volunteers, advice from our vendors, advice from the people that come for the art walk to make it better every year. So you're going to be a part of a successful event, number one. No one's going to be coming down screaming at you and all that stuff. Number two, you're not going to be alone. We don't send you off to the to keep right. people off of this bridge. And
well,
you know,
we're going to do that to you.
Yeah.
Not to our volunteers.
You're with other volunteers. You're with our staff. You're brought into the fold. You're a part of it. And it is just a fun event. We have anything from a couple hour shift in the morning or in the evening to if you wanted to hang out all day and do more things, it's very flexible too. So when you sign up, we don't say, oh, thank you, and we all kind of put you in for a 12 hour day. We'll do whatever you want, however you want, and we have a number of different things you can do that would fit your style.
Yeah,
and we had a young kid mm-hmm. volunteer last year, and he was absolutely amazing. He had the biggest smile on his face, so personable to everyone, mm-hmm. and he was having the time of his life.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter in that respect. Age-wise, we've got a wide range for mm-hmm. volunteers as well. And heck, do it as a family event
yes.
even.
That's what I was gonna say, is that there's opportunities for entire families or entire organizations or businesses to do it. I know last year we had a group of real estate agents that came and ran the DOT surveys, and that not only was a good time for them to get out in the community and help their community, but it helped us in exchange, and it helped the art walk be successful. But like Ed said, there are a lot of different ways you can volunteer, because if you're not a big fan of crowds, you can help on Friday night beforehand, setting cones, getting the area prepped. If you're an early bird, guess what? We can use you in the morning for getting equipment and artwork over to the show. And if you're a late night person, hey, bring your broom. Because
or a witch.
We've got to clean up afterwards. I mean, there's so many different things. And I don't want people to think that they can't come to volunteer if they have to bring their family with them, because there's opportunities there too.
Yeah. Even for new people to the area,
yeah.
sometimes I don't, you know, everything they just said, I don't really know anybody around here. I'm not going to meet old friends. I'm nervous. I've never been to, you know, if you volunteer, that's a great way to meet new people. And when you volunteer for two or more hours with someone, you do create a bond.
You do.
And,
yeah.
and the people we have volunteering, they're the movers and the shakers in this community. And so if you're new to the community and you want to come see kind of the inner workings and get to know some people real well, volunteering for
right.
any of our activities is a great way to meet people and make new friends.
Yeah, serving your community can be an excellent way to make new friends. Because mm-hmm. they're all like-minded, right?
And last year, I volunteered, I met a leprechaun, and he even showed me his pot of gold.
I'm
and
sorry.
Life's been easy ever since.
So I can't guarantee that for this event. I don't know what event you were at.
Where
were you there? You know, I wish I had been there.
So we do take in patrons and artists' points of view to try to make it better every time. And that doesn't just go for the art walk. It goes with anything we do with Sudden Lakes Parks and Rec, the city of Fenton, the DDA from Fenton. I mean, we all work together to do the best we can. So when you come by, make sure you stop by that DOT survey. You take it. There's also room for comments that aren't covered by the questions.
Right.
Because we do want to make sure continually, we love what we do, but we also want to make sure everyone else does too.
Sure.
So
and how can we continue to improve mm-hmm. what we're bringing forward to the community?
Right.
Yeah, we talk about maybe we had 50 last year. We've already got 66 applying this year. I mean, if this thing goes to 100...
Right.
How do we expand out? With the sidewalks that we have in the city of Fenton, we're really interested in trying to get this moved out as it grows bigger and bigger on the sidewalks or property adjacent to a sidewalk so that people are milling about more and more and more throughout our whole DDA area.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I know those DDA or the DOT surveys can sometimes feel like, well, why do they need this information? But I mean, in some of our very first meetings, they use the data from those DOT surveys to determine where advertising might be placed. It goes to benefit both the consumer and the vendor. So coming and giving your opinion or even volunteering in that capacity, it gets you involved in determining what happens in your community, which is essential. I mean, if you're not there giving a voice and participating, then how are you ever heard? So we're looking for you.
Well, and another thing too, especially for artists to know, is that the advertising portion is very important to us. We have advertised on 94, 75, 23. So we are getting people from all over, not only as people to apply for the art walk, but also to bring people in. So that really shows you our determination to help make this be the best that it can.
And the date of the event is July 27th from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m.
Correct.
And I think we're going to have a huge turnout this year, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you guys so much for coming and talking with me today. I think we got all of the important information, but the most important thing is that you come out and visit us during the art walk, whether you're a vendor or you're a consumer or a resident or you're just hanging around downtown. Come and see us and say hi.